Having slumbered for too many moons to ever fully bloom, the ever-ready sun begun to rise in comely skies with a wealth of pride and enterprise renewed. Rumoured to be sooner than the early birds could turn the worms, humoured by the tumours of a thousand clouds all set to burst. Its earthly birth a dirty word to soil of toil to quench its thirst for natural oils, and not about to cancel out this friendship first. For it adored, and force majeure could not implore defeat this day, sometimes madame, no more monsieur, most clear on all the heretofore, the searing sun begun to rise, inclining now to shine forevermore.
"Try to keep up," said the tortoise to the hare, as it plodded to the wad of oddly sorted thoughts to share. Thinking of a thing or two, it freed up 4 or 5. 6 is 7's, 8 was hateful, gratefully arrived at summer fate with Cherry Bakewell number 9. This tenor of a symphony divine. Meanwhile, at the finish line, the giddy hare declared a draw and then prepared some chamomile. The tortoise smiled and lent its shell to save the china crockery, sipped in shade and made a playful mockery of broccoli.
"Snobbery was not permitted, daylight not at gravesite for a robbery. Nothing to corroborate, was little left to arbitrators, risk had no composite rate or mandate for the frisking. And as the serpent shed its skin, the homeless shrew knew there was much to do, and such a rushed fondue of making something stunning from all the dusty husk the snake outgrew. Mother Earth had much to do, as Father Time had stalled his cycle, every second vital, as only beggars beg to borrow their recitals. Frightfully vaginal were the spinal taps of vinyl lamps that pranced around in nipple clamps and tripled their expenses.
Knitting quips while sitting on their fences were the flies, as they vomited their varnish just to tarnish the termites. No real need to choose a side, as duck and cover loses height. Besides, the earth reunified around the time the love doves cried. Clouds renewed, diffusing light, garden revolutionized, tossed away the user guide and headed out of sight and out of mind. To meet the moon and greet it kindly, finally recline in timeless harmony. The irony is Father Time just pulled up on the drive.